Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster. Ever feel like communication with others is less a smooth conversation and more an epic battle of wits, misunderstandings, and awkward silences? Yeah, me too. That's why today on Mental War, we're tackling something super important. Developing those killer communication skills that can level up your relationships with friends, family, even that barista who always messes up your order. Trust me, clear communication is like the secret weapon you need to conquer the battlefield of everyday interactions and build genuine connections. Now, I'm not talking about some stuffy textbook definition of effective communication. This is about real-life strategies, actionable tips, and a whole lot of relatable honesty. Because, let's face it, sometimes even with the best intentions, conversations can go south faster than a dropped ice cream cone on a hot day. But fear not. We're here to equip you with the tools to avoid those communication disasters and build bridges instead of walls. So, strap in. Get ready for some mental warfare against miscommunication, and let's level up our communication game. First things first. Active listening is your superpower. You know that feeling when someone's talking, but you're already planning your response? Yeah, that's a communication killer. To truly connect, put down your phone, make eye contact, and really absorb what the other person is saying. Ask clarifying questions to show you're engaged and genuinely interested. Remember, it's not just about hearing words. It's about understanding their message, their emotions, and their perspective. Next up, be specific and direct. Vague language is like a game of telephone. By the time it reaches its destination, the message is lost in translation. Instead of saying, "You're always late," try, "When you're late for our meetings, I feel disrespected because it shows that my time isn't valued." See the difference? Directness doesn't mean being harsh. It means being clear and honest about your feelings and needs. Thirdly, learn to express your emotions constructively. Bottling up your feelings is like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. Find healthy ways to communicate your emotions, whether it's through journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or expressing them calmly and respectfully in the moment. Remember, it's okay to feel angry, frustrated, or sad. What matters is how you express those feelings. Now, let's talk about active empathy. This isn't about agreeing with everything someone says, but about trying to understand their point of view even if you don't share it. Put yourself in their shoes, consider their experiences and motivations, and respond with compassion and understanding. Finally, never underestimate the power of a good apology. We all mess up sometimes. When you do, own your mistake, sincerely apologize, and take responsibility for your actions. A genuine apology can go a long way in repairing damaged relationships and rebuilding trust. Think about that time when your friend was venting about a stressful situation at work. Did you interrupt with your own story? Did you offer unsolicited advice or try to fix the problem instead of just listening? Or did you truly hear them out, validate their feelings, and let them know you were there for them? Chances are the latter approach made them feel supported and understood. That's the power of active listening, empathy, and clear communication. Remember, developing healthy communication skills is a continuous journey, not a destination. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to learn and grow. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game and build stronger, more meaningful relationships. Remember, be an active listener. Be specific and direct in your communication. Express your emotions constructively. Practice active empathy. And never underestimate the power of a sincere apology. Now go out there and rock those conversations. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little boost in their communication skills. You know, that friend who always seems to be caught in a misunderstanding. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the mental warfare against bad communication going. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.